In CI News this week, the Westminster government backtracks on unpopular and bureaucratic measures in plans to register children not in school. A new campaign in the US is calling on legislators to overturn provisions that allow same-sex marriage. And tens of thousands of people converge on Washington, D.C. to march for life. Hello, welcome to CI News on the 30th of January. I'm Rhys Curnow. The Westminster government has scaled back its plans for intrusive and burdensome registers of children not in school. The Children's Wellbeing and Schools Bill had proposed a highly bureaucratic system. This would have required parents to state the amount of time each child spends receiving education from each parent, and to provide the same information for anyone else who educates their child. But at report stage in the House of Lords this week, peers backed government amendments to the bill, removing the requirements to record such details. The Institute's Head of Education, John Denning, is here with me now. John, this sounds like good news.
Yes, certainly it is. I mean, many home educators will still be concerned about these registers, but these changes certainly improve the situation. There'll be a lot less bureaucracy, and it will be a lot less intrusive.
And these changes would also then impact other groups like churches, who could also be said to be involved with education.
Yes, that's right. I mean, the bill as it was originally drafted would have required parents to state anybody else involved in the education of a child. It's hard to see how that wouldn't include Sunday schools. And then that would also put Sunday schools and churches under an obligation to provide information to the local authority. But these changes put in place a threshold, and providing the provision is below a certain number of hours a week, that duty will not apply. So that's certainly a step in the right direction as well.
Thanks, John. A new campaign has been launched to overturn same-sex marriage in the US. Greater Than, which includes groups such as Them Before Us and Focus on the Family, aims to reverse the Supreme Court's 2015 ruling that imposed same-sex marriage on every US state. The coalition hopes to influence public opinion on the link between natural marriage and child protection.
Marriage is actually the most basic institution of human civilization.
When Obergefell redefined marriage to include same-sex couples, it was billed as a win for adult equality. In reality, it created inequality for children. It made our children less than.
When you redefine marriage, you redefine parenthood. When you make mothers and fathers optional in parenthood law, children are harmed.
We now have these trite phrases like love makes a family, or all you need is just love. As long as your physical needs are met and someone is cheering you on, then apparently you'll grow up fine.
But the kids aren't fine. The kids haven't been fine for quite some time.
You redefine marriage, you have just destroyed the house. You can put together a new house and claim it's the same. Children will know the difference. It harms children in virtually every way imaginable.
Spokeswoman Katie Faust called on the Supreme Court to undo the harm of the ruling and no longer deprive children of the unique love and guidance only a mother and father can provide. Stormont has been told by the Institute that a smacking ban could backfire and endanger children. A new report by the CI shows that there is no evidence that smacking causes lasting harm to children. It warned that a ban risks criminalising loving parents and diverting resources away from children in real need. The warning follows an amendment to the Justice Bill, tabled by Alliance MLA Michelle Guy, which seeks to criminalise parents for reasonable chastisement. Academic Dr. Ashley Frawley, who backed the report, spoke to BBC Radio Ulster to explain more.
The vast majority of adults in the UK have experienced mild parental discipline. The vast majority of adults in the UK are decent law-abiding people who don't think that their parents are criminal child abusers. And that smacking is, when used lightly and infrequently and in combination with parental warmth, actually tends to produce some more positive outcomes. And that the context of a child's life is really what matters, not identifying one single aspect of the parenting relationship that has come under fire because of, I think, more trendy ideas about parenting.
And finally, tens of thousands joined the annual US March for Life, declaring life is a gift. The rally, which culminated outside the US Supreme Court, has been hailed as the largest annual human rights demonstration in the world. Speakers at the event included Vice President J.D. Vance and Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
We cannot be neutral. Our country cannot be indifferent about whether its next generations live or die.
The founders understood that we are made in the image of our Creator, and that He is the one that gives us our inalienable rights, the rights to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. Our rights do not derive from the government. They derive from God Himself, and we need to remind everybody of that.
To explore these stories and much more, visit our website, christian.org.uk, and be sure to subscribe and follow us across our social media channels. Thanks for watching. Have a blessed weekend.